A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On this after news, we're going to explain the real reason why CM Punk missed AEW TV last week.
An AEW star is returning to your screens after months away.
Does a new trademark application hint at Cesaro's wrestling future? Question mark.
And the real reason Matt Sydal hasn't been on AEW in recent weeks. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the after news.
Where is CM Punk? He's filming the next season of Heels, isn't he?
Ah!
Ricky Reyes almost said, like the old Ring of Honor wrestler. Ricky Rabies is back on the scene, crispy and clean, fighting people and giving them a nasty illness because rabies is not good. That's my analysis of the situation.
Good hot take. I
but
like
yeah,
it.
If you were wondering why there was no CM Punk on last week's Dynamite or Rampage, that's why. Filming season 2 of Heels.
That's the thanks you get, Wardlow. You ungrateful prick!
This is according to Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio. Filming is going to take place over the next few weeks. No confirmation of this, but maybe that'll mean Punk won't be around for a few weeks. But there you go. There's not a whole lot more to it than that. He obviously beat MJF at MJF at the pay-per-view, and he's not been on TV this past week. Gonna be on this week, would appear not. Heels. Have you ever seen Heels?
I've never seen it. I've not watched it. But I mean, it makes sense he wouldn't be on telly. At the end of the day, he lost the feud with MJF. God. Well, he won 2-1. Am I? No lies detected.
Cool.
So, yes, he's off doing telly stuff. When he comes back, you sense that it actually might work pretty well in their favour, because you and I were discussing this in the office the other day in terms of you've got better build coming up in April, where I don't know who faces Hangman Page for the title there, but after that, Double or Nothing, yeah, you could run it back with Adam Cole, for example, because obviously they wouldn't have tag match, and then all the titles and blah, 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 all the champions in it. And then after that, you've got Road to Double or Nothing, and there's not many other people who can claim to be up there as title challengers more than CM Punk.
Yeah, he's absolutely in that conversation. And if you want to keep him away for a little bit so that the Battle of the Belts program can breathe, it's a good idea. Also, sometimes wrestlers just taking 2 or 3 or 4 weeks off every now and then is good. Keeps him fresh.
Exactly.
Keeps him fresh. Maybe not.
AJ Styles is coming back to Raw tonight. I'm excited to see that. As an example.
Is he going
to
put Edge's blue lights in the beer?
Oh, absolutely. He's going two-footed by the sounds of things.
I hope he is.
Because
those Edge promos are... Anyway, next story.
Kip Sabian. Let's give you an update on Kip Sabian. He has been missing from AEW screens for quite some time now, unless you've spotted some bloke wearing a cardboard box on his head and
underrated
eye holes.
Over it.
Indeed.
That's the one.
And he has teased a return properly now, Kip Sabian, tweeting on Sunday evening, "I think it's coming up on the time the Forgotten One should get back to work. It's hashtag inevitable." You and I noticed that was also the phrase that Death Triangle used on their Rampage promo on Friday night. Do you think there's going to be an association there? And I've not seen Kip Sabian for bloody ages. I'm excited to see what he's going to do when he comes back.
Yeah, he's been away since last May. I guess technically he's been there because he's been in the crowd with the box and stuff. But it's interesting the way that thing's panned out, isn't it? Because like, it's never acknowledged. It's just kind of this thing that's got a few people noticing online.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Kip Sabian with a box. What the hell's going on there? Shoulder surgery last year. He got jettisoned by Miro. prior to that.
Yes, he did.
Obviously, in the aftermath of the Arcade Anarchy, which was a stupendous
sign. Yeah, it was great, that.
He got married on TV last year in the wedding segment as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he had his moments before going away. So, I guess he's somebody who's going to be brought back with a new character, this forgotten one, or maybe he's going to wrestle with a box. Who the hell knows? but, yeah, a guy we haven't seen in a long time. It's going to feel fresh regardless of when he comes back,
exactly,
because he's been gone so long. So, yeah, hope he's made a full recovery. And,
exactly.
Looking forward to seeing what he does, whatever it may be.
Yeah, intrigued to see what they've got planned for him, because like you say, he's been there without being acknowledged for quite some time. You sense that he's going to want to make a statement when he comes back. Or maybe they'll just nick Cody's gimmick from WWE and he starts bagging people. So.
Yeah.
Or I suppose it'd be boxing technically.
Them. Yeah.
We've already had one of them. He was yawning during a title match, if I remember rightly.
Mike Tyson, eh?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right, what am I talking about? Aye, Cesaro.
Go more Scotty.
Aye, Claudio Castagnoli's filed a new trademark application, Ken.
What's this mean?
I'll speak in English. Right, new trademark application from the artist formerly known as Cesaro. Filed with the USPTO on the 14th of March.
Is that the new name for the HFO?
Yes, it is. Matt, Andrade El Idolo and Jose the Assistant have absorbed the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Yeah. Fair play, they're really rich.
And my favourite stable.
Yeah, they have. What are we doing? Why is this video? I love it. He's fired a trademark for Zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz
that Cesaro without all the letters?
Yeah.
I say all the letters, but it's got some letters.
C-S-R-O. And it's a logo.
Not quite a wordle.
No, not quite. It's a logo, and the O has the cross from the Swiss flag in the middle. So that makes sense. He's filed a trademark application for that on the 14th of March. Reasons for it are merchandising, by the looks of things. Hats, shirts, socks, sweatshirts, coffee? Coffee beans? Sounds like he's going to sell coffee. All right, fair play. And wrestling as well. Wrestling services, wrestling exhibits, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense, this.
Yeah, technical language. So is it going to be his ring name? I wonder. Maybe. We'll see. Who knows? We'll find out. Because you could get away... Well, could you get away with pronouncing it like Cesaro and spelling it like Cesaro?
Oh, I don't know.
Who knows? We better ask... go and phone Johnny Lawyer after we've done this and we'll find out. Who's our favourite wrestling lawyer? IRS?
IRS, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Bray Wyatt, where's your dad at?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Remember when David Otunga used to just drink coffee on Monday Night Raw and that was his role?
His gimmick was man who holds cup. wears a sweater vest.
Yeah. Is he going to AEW, you reckon? It's best place for him. You said, actually, to be fair, didn't you say you wanted him to maybe explore other avenues or opportunities and then end up in AEW?
Like, if he goes to AEW, I would like him to have one of these deals that a lot of people have in AEW where he can work everywhere because he's just so talented.
Yeah,
I think there isn't a single company, at least from an in-ring product perspective, who wouldn't benefit from having Claudio Cesaro on the roster. If he signed with New Japan, I think that would be great as well, don't get me wrong, or even one of the other Japanese promotions. But he's someone I would like to see cast a wide net.
Yeah.
Free agent since WWE contract expired, so he can work. I mean, he could show up on Raw tonight if he wanted. no non-compete. So, yeah, we'll see what's next for Cesaro.
I'm going to keep tabs on this because I love him. He's so talented. I think he's going to smash it wherever he ends up. And fair play to him for exploring other opportunities. Yeah. He'd be completely within his rights to stick around in WWE and just collect a paycheck. But he wants to explore other stuff. Go and support him if you want to go and buy his merch through this or whatever. But I'm very, very excited to see where he ends up next and what and who he can work with.
I'm interested in his coffee. He seems like a man who'd have refined taste. So that
it's
might
like,
be interesting.
Drink this top coffee and it tastes like you've been swung 20 times. Actually, that's not a good selling point whatsoever.
No.
Where you feel like you haven't been. I don't know.
Anyway,
let's give an update on Matt Sydal. He has been off our screens recently and he provided an update over the weekend on Twitter as to why that is. It was his birthday as well. Happy belated birthday to Matt Sydal. He said, thanks for the birthday, love. A brief update. I dislocated my knee a few weeks back, which is why I haven't been active in AEW. In good news, there were no tears in my ACL or PCL, which is fantastic news. That always sounds like it absolutely sucks when people do those ligaments. He's going to do some meditating and then be right back, better than ever. Good, great high flyer. Glad to hear it's, I say just, still wouldn't want it to happen to me. Just a dislocated knee, and he'll be back on our screens after he's had a bit of a meditate.
Yeah. Yeah, in due course.
You ever meditated?
I tried once, but my mind is that of a complete idiot, so I wasn't able to pull it off. Mm. However, I'm very receptive to the benefits of the practice. Mm, sure.
Fair play.
Fair play. I was sitting there the other day thinking, where the hell's Matt Sydal? Mm. You know, even when he wasn't featured on like Dynamite and Rampage every week, he was still doing stuff on Dark and Elevation, working with younger wrestlers. I've really enjoyed having him around in AEW. He's just a really good complimentary piece. So best wishes to him in his recovery. Fair play. Like, he's a pretty chill guy, Matt Sydal.
What a trio that would be, by the way. The Martin brothers who debuted this mad, what was it called? The Red Eye, I saw on Twitter.
Yeah, that looks nuts. Yes, those guys
debuted
are crazy.
We've seen it over the weekend. But imagine them and Matt Sydal, because Matt kept Dante busy briefly whilst Darius was recovering.
Imagine them and House Black. That'd be really
You just want to see more spots like Fuego del Sol getting chinned.
Getting punched out of the
that's
sky.
Great, wasn't it? Well, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Got the SmackDown review and probably by now the Rampage review out now, as well as the preview for Monday Night Raw. We are on the road to WrestleMania.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Speaking of which, you can still get our beers in time for WrestleMania if you're in the UK or Europe. Toprowbrewing.com is a place you need to head. £45. We've got our own beer. It's called Clickbait Thumbnail, and it is fantastic.
Can't take the piss out of us now, can they?
No, exactly.
I like it!
A 5.1% YPA that pairs beautifully with the Fiend versus Goldberg. as I said, toprowbrewing.com. 10 beers, I believe it is. £45. Free shipping if you put in the code Here's Why. And we'll be with you in time for WrestleMania, so go and get that right now. toprowbrewing.com. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions for tomorrow morning at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Monday, losers.
Yeah.
It's no crocodile today.
No.
or an alligator.
You gotta wait for that, baby.
Yeah.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.